Okay, so the very top line of Tezayim Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that Darish Rabbi Shila Ish Kfar Tamarsa, he came from a village of Tamarsa, and he said the following Kal V'chomer, Ma Kasev Shel Mata Shel Zuchan Shel Yisrael Eino Nimcha. The Gemara had previously been discussing that the officers of Achashresh tried erasing the stories of Mordechai, that Achashresh owed him some reward, and they tried erasing it, but came along Gavriel, kept on rewriting it. Just like the zechus that's written in this world is not erasable for Klai Yisrael, so kasev shelamal lo kol shegein. So the ksiva that's written above in Shemayim, Mekadosh Baruch Hu's Sfarim, are certainly, those are not going to be erasable as well. That's Kal V'chomer that he made. The Mefarshim wonder, why is there even a havmin to think that the ksav shelamal would even be erased? I'm not sure the answer, but I know that's a question that they raise. So the Gemara now quotes from the pasuk in Megillah, still darshing through parak, up to the sixth parak of Esther, Lo nasa imo davar. So they had realized that nothing had been done yet to Mordechai to pay him back for saving Achashverosh's life. So what do they do? So Amar Rava, lo mipnei she'ohavim es Mordechai. They didn't say this to Achashverosh because they loved Mordechai, really wanted to reward him. Ela mipnei she'sonim es Haman, because they hated Haman so much, they wanted to see Haman be so upset and jealous at Mordechai getting rewarded by Achashverosh. So the Gemara says then, heichin lo, so this is referring to that Haman had prepared the big tree to hang Mordechai. So Gemara says, Tana lo heichan. You should really read the pasuk as lo heichan. To him it was prepared. It was prepared. Look at Rashi, two lines from the top, the end of the line. Rashi says, lo heichan litzarch atmo. It was really destined to be for Haman. When Haman was making it for Mordechai, the drush is, it was really being made for himself. So the Gemara now says, v'asa kein leMordechai. So after, I think this is talking about, let's get the exact pasuk here. So after Haman describes Achashverosh how one should be treated by doing something great for the king, so then Achashverosh says, okay, exactly what you said, you should do that to Mordechai, also Cain and Mordechai, do this every single thing, don't leave out one iota of what you had mentioned to do to Mordechai. So Amalei, Manu, Mordechai, so he said, who is this Mordechai? So Achashverosh is telling Haman, who do I do this to? He says, do this to Mordechai. So Amalei, Haman says to Achashverosh, which one? So Hayyudi, the Jew. So Amalei, Tuva Mordechai, you could be Yehuda. There are many Mordechais, Jewish Mordechais from Yehuda. So which one? Amalei, Hayoshi B'Shar Melech, the one who sits at the gate, the one who sits at the gate of the entrance to the palace, that one. So the Gemara says now, Amalei, Sagilei B'chad Diskarta. So why do you have to do all these fancy things to Mordechai? It's enough to just do one little, give him a little village or something. Why do you have to do the whole parade throughout the cities? So Inami Bechanara, give him a river or something, that's a nice reward for him. Why do this whole parade? Amalei Hanami Havle, so that's a good idea. Give that also to him. Give him a village, give him a river, and also do everything that you said to do to him. So Al Tipol Davar Mikol Asher Dibarta, don't leave out one thing that you mentioned we want should be done. So finally Vaika Haman es Alavush, he took the royal clothing, Vesasus, he took the horse. Azal Ashkecha, he went in Ashkech the Yasi Rabbanon Kamei. He saw that the Chachamim, Tamidi Chachamim, were learning in front of Mordechai. Umachala Hilchos Kamitz, and they were learning Hilchos Kamitz to Rabbanon. He was teaching them. So, why Hilchos Kamitz? So you look at Rashi, three lines from the top, Halachos Kamitz. He says, Dorish Binyano Shayom. They're learning the Binyano Shayom. Why was Hilchos Kamitz that relevant for the day? Bishish Asar B'Nisan Hayo. It was the 16th of Nisan, because the fasting started in Yud Gimel Nisan. So Yud Dalad, Tezvav, and then it was, it started Yud Dalad rather. So it ended up being, it was Tez Zayin, the 16th of Nisan Haya, who Yom Tnufa HaOmer. So the 16th of Nisan is the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. That's the day the Karban Omer is being brought. So they're learning the halachas of Menachos, so Karban Omer is a Menacha, Mincha. So that's why they're learning Hilchos Kamitza. Kamitza is when the Kohen sticks his three fingers, scoops it up from the flour, and puts it on the Mizbeach. So they're learning that. So the Chavetz Chaim writes that, why are they learning this? So this tells us that Chavetz Chaim is trying to prove to many that learning Kachim is a very big inyan. And we see from here that learning Kachim protects, as we'll see the continuation of the Gemara, protects people from the Yetzirah, protects people from the enemy. So that's what Chavetz Chaim says, that's why Kachim is so important. Others have fancier lumdas as to why they're learning Hilchos Kamitza. But that's a very simple explanation. So, Kevin the Chazi Mordechai Da'apik Lekable V'susei. So once Mordechai saw that Haman was coming with a horse. Yachab Yadei Mirsas, he got very, very upset. And Amar Luhur Abanan, so Mordechai said to the Chachamim, Hi Rishia L'mekatel Nafshei Kasi, this Rasha Haman's coming to kill us, or kill me at least. So Asi Azil Mekame, Dilo Sichva Begachal, so come with me, and so we don't get burnt by the coal of this Rasha. But he shaited at that very moment, Nisati Mordechai, he wrapped himself in his talus, V'kamle L'sus, and he began to daven. So Asa Haman, the Yosef Le, Kamayu, the Arich. So Haman got there and just waited. He sat and waited. Ad the Salik Mordechai the Tzlusa until Mordechai finally finished davening. Amalhu b'mayasikksa. So Haman says, "What are you guys doing, by the way?" So Amalei. So they said to him, "Bizman shebeis hamikdash kaim, when the beis hamikdash was built, man diminadav mincha, someone who was donating, dedicated a mincha, maisi malikumsa the sosa, person who dedicates a mincha would bring a handful of solas, of flour, umiskaperle, and he'd receive get kapara." So Amalei Rasha. So the Rasha Haman says, Avad Shekana Nechasim Avad Avid Lami. Did I skip a line there?
Yeah.
Alright, did I skip a line? Amalei Asa Malakumsi Kamcha Didcha. Your handful of flour comes. Vidachi Asar Alfe Kikara Kaspa Didi. Is going to be Docha. Push away the 10,000 silver coins that I had given to Achashverosh. That's how powerful your Kemitza was, or is. So Amalei Rasha. So the Rasha says further, Avad Shekana Nechasim Eved Lemi, so an Eved who's konep, he acquires property, so the Eved goes to who? Nechas Lemi, who gets the property? So Amalei, so he said, so what's the explanation here? What are they trying to say here? So Mordechai says to Haman, so an Eved that's konep Nechasim, who gets the Nechasim? The master certainly gets it. And since we know from yesterday's daf that Haman was the Eved of Mordechai, so when you buy something, you buy the rights to the Klai, so it's in essence going back to the master. It's going back to Mordechai. So now Mordechai, being the master, had full rights to Klai Yisrael. So Amar Leh, so Haman says to Mordechai, Kum levush hani mani, come, wear this clothing. This is the royal clothing Achashverosh requested that you wear. Ruch of Haisusan, go, come on this horse. The Bar Lecha Malka, the king wants you to ride the horse and look so important. So Amar Leh, Mordechai says, Lo yachilna, I'm not able to, because ad ailu lebei bani v'ashkul mazeh, I've got to go to take a bath, then I've got to clean up, I've got to wash my hair. I've been fasting for the past 3 years. I haven't been bathing. My hair is disgusting. My beard's getting long. So the lav or ha'ara, it's not proper, derech eretz, l'shamushi b'mani b'makahachi, to wear royal clothing in this way. So Shadu Esther, after Esther heard this, Esther sent out Vasartina L'chula Beibani, L'chula Az Umani. She had all the bathhouses and barbers shut down their store. Why? In order that no one's able to clean him and to give him a haircut, other than Haman would have to do this. Ailu L'i L'Beibani. So Haman himself had to bring Mordechai to a bathhouse because none of the workers were there, as based on the decree of Esther. V'aschei, and Haman himself had to bathe Mordechai. V'alzal Isi Zuzi Mibesa, and then Haman had to go home and get his scissors. V'kashaka Be'mazian had to cut the hair of Mordechai. V'hadi d'kashaka Yilei. So when Haman was busy cutting the hair of Mordechai, Ingad, so Haman was almost died. He was so tired and upset and depressed. V'isnach, and he let out a big sigh. Amalei, Amai kam misnach? Mordechai says, why are you sighing? So Amar Leh, Haman responds, Gavr de Havichashu Leh Lamalka, Mikula Revervunai. So someone like myself, who is the most important person in the palace, second to the king, Hashu Leshavi Balan Vesaper, now I'm becoming a bath attendant, I'm becoming a barber. Amar Leh, Mordechai says, what's the big deal, Rasha? La Vesaper Shakfar Karsim Hayisa? What do you mean? Before this, you were the barber in the village of Karsim. Don't say that you're always such an important person. Tana Haman Sapersha Kafa Ratsum Haya Esim Shaim Shana. He actually served the Bryce Adolis. He served for 22 years as the barber. So don't come off as such a important person your whole life. You weren't always such an important person. Basa de Shaklina Lamazai, after Haman had finished cutting the hair of Mordechai, Lav Shinu Lamane, he put on the royal clothing onto Mordechai. Amrele, Haman says, Sak Virachov, come on this horse. Amrele, Lo Yachin, I'm not able to. It's very hard to get on top of the horse. It's a high horse. I'm very weak also. I've been fasting for a few days. Gachin, so Haman had to bend down. Vesalik, and he had to, Mordechai climbed on top of Haman to get to the horse. Kisalik, finally, when Mordechai got on top of the horse, he kicked Mordechai in the back or something. Amalei, Haman said, Lo ksiv l'chu, how could you kick me? Doesn't the Pasuk say, Mishlei, bin foloi vecha o yivcha, Al tismach, you can rejoice in the evil, your enemy's fallen. Amalei, Mordechai responds, Hani milei b'Yisrael. That's only when a Jew and a Jewish enemy has fallen. Aval b'yidichu, when it comes to you, non-Jews. V'ata, Abba Moseichem and Sidroch, you're supposed to, tread upon them and be very happy in when they fall.
We don't hold like we don't say Hallel on Hallel on Pesach. And that's because of the
That's the reason why the Malachim didn't say Shir at the Yam, because the Malachim aren't able to. The Jews were able to say Shir at Yam. So in Echanami we don't say Hallel, but we do say Az Yashir in that day, which is was also a form of Shira. Uh-huh. So a full Hallel we don't say, because the Gemara and the Erechin tell us that we only say a full Hallel when it's a different carbon than the previous day, like Sukkot. Each day is a different carbon. But when it comes to Pesach, that's not the case, if I remember correctly. So then the Gemara says, "Va'ikra lefanav kacha yaseh le'isha asher hamelech chafetz b'yikaro." So as Mordechai was going through the city and Haman was leading him, as Haman was calling out, "This is exactly what you do to the person who the king likes." So ki hava nakit v'aza b'shvila divvei Haman. So when they were going through the streets near Haman's house, famous story Chazisa Barti dekaima aigra. So Haman's daughter was standing on the roof, and Savra, she thought, "Hai derachiv avua." The person riding the horse was certainly my father, she thought. Hide the Rach, and then hide the Maski Kameh, and the person who's leading it must be Mordechai. So Shakla Tzitzit the Beit Kisa, she took a bucket of the dirty water from the Beit Kisa, from the toilet. Ushtese Areshit Avu, and poured it on what she thought was her Mordechai, but turned out to be her father's head leading the horse. Dali Eina, so Haman looked up after being drenched from the sewage. The Chazis Avuahu, and his daughter saw it was her father Haman that she had poured this on. Nafla meigra l'ara meisa. She fell off the roof of such sa'ar, such trouble, and she had died. Hainu dechsev. That's what the pasuk goes on to say. The very next pasuk, v'yashem Mordechai el Shar Melech. After this whole episode, Mordechai went back to Shar Melech to do what? What was he going back to do? The Gemara says Amar Rav Sheshes sheshav l'sakov l'saniso. He still went back to wear sackcloth, went back to fast because they weren't completely saved from Mordechai. And what happened to Haman? Haman nidchaf el beso avel v'chafay rosh. He went back to his house. Why was he in avel? Avel al bito. He was in avel because his daughter just had died. V'chafay rosh, and his head was all full of disgust. Al she'ir lo, what had happened to him that she had poured the sewage over his head. And he gets back to his house, and Haman Vaisaper Haman Lazarish Ishto L'chol O'avav. He told the entire household all the events that had just occurred. And the Gemara says, L'chol O'avav, it says, it also says L'chol Chachamav. So what does it mean, Karle O'avav, Karle Chachamav? First he calls them my loved ones, then he calls them his advisors. So Amar B'Yochanan Kol Omer Davar Chacham. Anybody who says something wise, Afilu B'Mos Olam, even if they're non-Jew, Kari Nikra Chacham. Anybody could be considered a Chacham. In Mizera, so in Mizera Hayudim Mordechai. So she said to him, "Wait a second, Haman. You never told me. If who you're trying to attack comes from Zer Yehudim, you had no chance." So Amulei, Imish Shar Shvatim Kasu. If he comes from any of the other nation, other tribes, so then Yichalsalal, you have the ability to overcome them. However, V'i Mishev Yehudu V'Nyamun V'Efraim and Asher, if he comes from any of those four tribes, Liachaslal Yachlisla, you have no choice. You have no chance of defeating them. Yehuda, the Chassid, how do we know Yehuda is unbeatable? Because the Pasuk says, Yadcha Be'orf Oivecha, because when it says to Yehuda, the bracha that Yaakov gives to Yehuda, it says, your hand, Be'orf Oivecha, is going to overcome your enemies. So Yehuda has that ability. V'inchach, the other three Shvatim, the Chassid, Lefnei Ephraim, Uvinyamin of Menashe, Ora Eskvarasecha, your might will overcome your enemies as well. That's the Pasuk in Tehillim. So these four Shvatim are unbeatable. So then the Pasuk says, Kinafel Tipo Lefanova. So he fell in front of Achashverosh. So Darish Rabbi Yehuda bar Alai shtei nefilos halalu. So why did he fall? Wait, is this in front of Achashverosh here? No, this is still in front of the pasuk of I think Achashverosh, right? Let's get to the pasuk on the side here.
Yeah, you will fall before him, Mordechai.
Before Mordechai.
Not literally fall.
Although this is still Zeresh talking to you're going to fall before him. So why Gemara wants to know Darish Yehuda bar Eli Shena Filos Halalu Lama? Why do you going to fall twice in front of Mordechai? So they explain Amulo. So they say to Haman Umazu, this nation Mushula Afer Umushula Lekochavim. they compare it to dirt and they compare it to kochavim. Why? Because one pasuk says v'samti es zarecha kathar aretz, and then another pasuk says usfor kochavim v'viko yezarecha. So are they like dirt? Or are they like stars? So the Gemara explains kishin yordan, when they go down, when they're feel, you know, very much being beaten by others, yordan ad offer, they go all the way down to the bottom. Mamish, the worst possible situation for them. However, uchsheh olin, when they're going up, when they're being elevated, olin ad kochavim, they go up to the stars. So if they're in a time now where they're being protected, then you have no chance. So then, during all this, the messengers of the king came and got to Haman. So what does Vayavilu mean? They brought him back very, very quickly with a lot of pachad. There's no time for him to wash himself before the king. He was completely in disgust. And remember, the sewage was all over him. So they brought him quickly to the king's palace. So this is Esther now discussing to Ahasuerus who exactly is trying to kill her nation. So she says that this person who's trying to kill my nation has no concern for the damage of the king. Amrullah. So she explains to Ahasuerus, Tsar Zed, this enemy, doesn't care about the damage of the king. How not? Ikane be bivashi. He, this enemy, was very jealous with Vashti, Uktale, and had advised that Vashti be killed. Now this person's jealous for me when we buy the miktale and wants to kill me as well. So Vayomer Melech Achashverosh, Vayomer Esther Malkam. So who wants to know? Vayomer, Vayomer Lomeli. Why does it say, and Achashverosh said, and he said to Esther Malkam? Just say, and Achashverosh said to Esther Malkam. Why Vayomer and Vayomer a second time? So I'm Rabbi Bo, Rabbi Bo explains, Tchila Ayde Turgman. First, Achashverosh spoke to Esther through a Turgman. However, Kavan Vayomer Le Midve Shalkas, you know. When she told him where she came from, that she came from this, from the king and from royalty, miyad vayomer l'Esther hamalka. Then he finally was able to talk to her directly and spoke. So, vatomer Esther ishtar v'oyev haman harazeh. And she said, "Who was this enemy? It was ishtar v'oyev haman harazeh. This one." Why the very lengthy explanation of who it was? So, Amar Reb Elazar milamed shehayisa mechava klapi Achashverosh. She was pointing to Achashverosh, but came along. Uva Malch v'sata yada klapi mam, and swiped him, slapped her hand, and she moved the hand to point to Haman over there. So that's what went on. That was the siyata d'shmai that took place. So v'amelach kam b'chamaso, the king got up with great anger, the gomer, v'amelach shav miginas habisan, and he went back from the garden. So the Gemara wants to know, makish shiva l'kima. The Gemara first says kam, then says shav. He got up, and then he returned. Where it says Makima Bechema, just like when he got up from the table, he was so angry. Af Shiva Bechema, so too when he returned to the from the garden, he got even angrier. Why? The Alzav Ashik, what happened when he went through the garden? He was going through the garden to the Malachi Asharis. He found that there were Malachim, but the Idame Levin Begat Gavri, they looked like people. What were they doing? They were busy uprooting all the trees that were found in Achashverosh's garden. Amalhu, he says, what do you guys do? Ma avodaychu, what in the world are you guys doing to my trees? Amrilais, the malachim who appeared like people said, Tifakdin and Haman, Haman commanded us to do this. So then he was so angry at what was going on in his garden. So then he finally goes to the palace itself. And Haman nofel al-mita, and he finds that Haman's falling down in the bed of Esther. Nofel, it says, nofel mibar, it should say that he had fallen, not that he was falling. What do you mean nofel? He's actually falling. So Amr Reb Lazar, Milamed Shiba Malach Vipilu Aleh, that Imach was pushing him, not that he had fell, but Imach was mamish being no for him, was making causing him to fall. So then he finally sees what Haman's doing to Esther. Amr Voy mi Basi, Voy mi Bara. Woe to you from my house, what you're doing in my own house, and woe to you what you did outside my house in the garden. What is all these things that you're doing? Vayomer HaMelech Hagam Lechboshes HaMalka Imi Vibayis, you're also trying to take over my own wife in my palace, in my house. So then Gemara is darshaning another pasuk. Now we're going to Perek Zion. Pasuk says, "Vayomer Harvona, Amar Reb Elazar, Af Harvona, so too Harvona, Russia, Boso Eitza. He's also a Russia who's involved in this very advice. Haya came into Russia lo niskaima etza. So once he realized that the advice that he had given Haman about hanging the tree wasn't happening, Yad Baruch, he ran away. He stopped helping Haman." That's what the pasuk means in Iyov. And he threw it in, and he had no more mercy from him, and he ran away. Apparently, this is a reference to, I'm not sure, Haman in particular in Harvona, or just in general.
I don't understand. So Harvona originally wanted also to be. to Mordechai?
Yeah, that's what it seems. Like, what's the entire pasuk say? The pasuk says, let's try to find it on the side. Right, so Chavana was one who reported back to Achashverosh. By the way, you know, Haman has a tree hanging in his house, ready to hang Mordechai. So, how did he know about this? So it must be that Chavana knew about this. He must have been involved in this Eitzah, otherwise it wouldn't have been known. He would have the inside.
Okay. That was the only way he would have known, otherwise he wouldn't know.
Right. But then the Gemara says, then after, finally the Pasuk says that he hanged Haman, and then Hamelech Shachacha, and the anger of the king subsided. So Shesh Shchivos Halalul Amali. Why two? Why Shachacha? Why is it says it twice here? Usually it says with one, Shacha. Shachacha implies two, double Chaf here. Why double Chaf? So Acha Shel Malko Sholom. One of them is referring to the king of the world, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gra writes that whenever the word HaMelech appears without the word Achashverosh, HaMelech is referenced to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Achashverosh, one Shachacha was for Achashverosh's anger also had subsided. Armilei, others say, no, it's different. Achashel Esther, Achashel Vashti. Both of them referring to Achashverosh. One of them, he had somewhat of comfort for the killing of Vashti, and now he also has comfort for the prevention of killing of Esther. Now the Gemara goes on to discuss something else, which is related to Esther, but not Pasuk and Esther. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, in the end of Sefer Bereishis, L'chulam nasan l'ish chalifos semalos, u'levyamin nasan chamesh chalifos. When the brothers all came down to Yosef, before Yosef HaTzadik had revealed who he was, so he had given everyone an equal portion, but to Binyamin he gave five portions. So Efshir, Davashin, and Tzar, Ba'os HaTzadik. That very thing that caused all the Tzar to Yosef HaTzadik, meaning that since that Yaakov showed favor to Yosef, now he's repeating it, showing favor to Binyamin among the brothers. What kind of jealousy is he trying to do? So that thing, Yichashabo, that he himself is going to stumble, the very thing that caused him such tsar, you would think he'd be more sensitive to this. And my parents did this to me, I'm not going to do that. And many times you see that they do it anyways, because you see that's how they were treated, that's how they were trained, that's what they saw. So they say, I'm not going to do what my parents did. So here he himself did this. So what's pshat? The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Bar Machsi, Amar Rav, Chama, Bar Guria, Amar Rav, Bishvil Mishkal, Shnei, Slaim, Milas, Shehosef Yaakov, Yosef, Mishar Achiv, because the extra two slime that Yaakov had put into making Yosef's coat, Niskal Gal Davar Aviyadu Avosin L'Mitzrayim, caused this all to go down to Mitzrayim. So why would Yosef repeat this whole idea by favoring Binyamin? Samar Binyamin Bar Yefes Remez Ramez Lod. So he was hinting something to Binyamin. What was the hint? She'asid Ben Lotes Mimenu, She'asid Mifnei HaMelech Mechamisha Luvushe Malchus. Who's hinting to Binyamin that you're going to have a descendant come from you, namely Mordechai, that's going to wear the five beautiful clothing of the Malchus. Shenemar u'Mordechai yata b'levush Malchus techez v'agman v'chule v'chule. So we see from here that he was hinting to him. So all the Mepharshim explain, okay, so what?
Right.
The end day, Bipashas, he was still showing jealousy to Binyamin. Furthermore, why was he telling Binyamin? Did that really make much of a difference? That why did Binyamin have to know that was going to happen? What was a remez? And Binyamin didn't even know that Yosef was Yosef for him to give a remez. So this requires a lot of explanation. We're not going to go into now. I know if Adam was here, he would have explained the Meshech Chachma. I think the Meshech Chachma is a beautiful shot here. But, okay, so that's what was going on. Now returning, continuing in the discussions of the stories of the end of Bereishis, finally when Yosef reveals himself to Binyamin and the brothers, Vayipol al Tzavarei Binyamin Achiv. So they hug each other, they kiss each other, he fell down on his neck. So it says Tzavarei, his necks. So Gemara asks, Kama Tzavarim Havalei LeBinyamin, how many necks did he have? You know, how many rolls did he have over in his necks? So it doesn't mean he was a heavy guy where he had so many rolls in his necks. What it means is, Amar Rabbi Elazar Bacha Ashnei Mekdashim Sha'asidim Lios Bechelko SheBinyamin. He was crying on the two Beis HaMikdashes that were going to be in the Chelek of Binyamin. Binyamin had the zechus of the Beis HaMikdash being there. So very appropriate now they're starting the 9 days tonight. So he was crying on the two Beit HaMikdash. The Asat and Licharev that are ultimately going to be destroyed. And in turn, Binyamin Bachal Tzavarav, he was crying on the neck of Yosef. So if we're saying Tzavarav refers to Beis HaMikdash, so what in the world does it refer to in regards to Yosef? So Gemara says, Bachal Mishkan Shilo Asad Liyos Bechel Koshe Yosef Vasad Licharev. So the Mishkan, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, and they brought the Mishkan with them, they eventually settled in the areas of Shiloh, which is in the areas of Yosef, which is, I don't know if it's Menashe or Ephraim, one of his sons. I think it's Menashe. So it was up there, and that's ultimately going to be destroyed. The Shemesh Shmuel wants to know why the neck is compared to the Beis HaMikdash. How do we get from the neck to the Beis HaMikdash? So he explained, because the Beis HaMikdash is the area that connects the Tachtonim to the Elyon, it's our way up to the above. So to the neck, which connects the body, the lower part of the body, to the upper part of the body, that's why it's compared to the neck. So then the Gemara says, V'hinei einechem ros, v'hinei achia binyamin. So continuing with the stories of Yosef and the brothers, so your eyes see, and my eyes see the binyamin, that I'm speaking to you, see, that's me. Yosef, look, it's me. So Amar Belazar, Amar Lahem, he said to him, Kishem she'ein belibo al belibi al binyamin achi. Just like I have no anger in my heart against Binyamin, I certainly don't have. She'alo haya b'michiyarsi. He wasn't involved in selling me down to Mitzrayim. Kach ein belibi aleichem. Just so too, regarding you guys, I have no anger in my heart. Kifi hamidaber aleichem, kifi kein belibi. Just the way I'm speaking is the way my heart is. So I'm, you know, what I'm saying right now, I'm being honest. I'm completely honest. I have no anger or anything against you guys. Ulavi v'shalach kazos asara chamorim. So then Yosef had sent to get his father Yaakov, and he sent along with him 10 donkeys and the best of Mitzrayim, the produce from Mitzrayim was sent on these donkeys. So my mituv Mitzrayim, what does it mean mituv Mitzrayim? What's mituv Mitzrayim? The best part of Mitzrayim. So Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, Amar Belazar, Shalach lo yain yashan shadas zekeim nocha himano. Sent him very nice aged wine, which an elderly man like Yaakov was able to appreciate, which is very good for his heart, good for his body. So vayelchu gam echav v'ayipul fanav. So then his brothers turned to their brother Yosef and bowed down to him. They fell in front of him. So Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Elazar. So it's haynu dam incha. This is what people would say. Their reaction is in goes well with the famous saying, Tala b'idne sagidla. So what does this meaning mean? So as I say, I always have a hard time with these haynu d'amri inches, these adages. So literally, this... Right, a fox. Right, so a fox has his hour, bow to him. So when a fox has hour, bow to him. So this is a reference to Yosef being the fox, and since he's being very successful, you should bow to him. So that's what they were doing. They bowed down to the Yosef Atzadu. Okay, so it's rare that the fox has his time, but when he does have the time, even the lion will bow down. So Gemara says this is a very strange muscle here. Tala, Yosef's only a fox. My bitzurase me'achave. Why was he inferior to his brothers? Why was he the fox and his brothers were the king? It should be the opposite. He was clearly the more powerful one. The Gemara says, Ela'id mar hachid. If you want to say the phrase, this is how it should be. Vayishtachu Yisrael al rosh hamita. And Yisrael had bowed down on the head of the bed. So when Yaakov was sick at the end of the days, he was on his deathbed. So when Yosef came in to visit him, so he bowed down. Yisrael bowed down to Yosef. Amar on that, Amar Binyamin Bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Elazar, then he commented, Tala bidna sagidla. So when the fox has his time, then bow down. So Yosef, with respect to Yaakov, then Yosef's considered a fox. So then Yaakov, the lion, if you will, had showed respect to Yosef. There's an interesting gra here. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia that tells us that people from the same mazel are able to remove 1/60th of someone sick. So let's say someone who was born in the month of Tishrei, and he's sick. So when a visitor who is also born in Tishrei comes to visit him, he removes 1/60th of his sickness. So the Gra has a great gematria. He says that when it says Yosef, when Yaakov is initially sick, it says something. The word says the word Hena. I forget the exact pasuk. It says Hena. Hena is a gematria 60. Then Yosef enters in, and Yaakov is able to get up. It says Hamita. He's able to get up on the bed. Hamita is a gematria 59. Yosef and Yaakov were born in the same mazel, so when Yosef walked in, 160 they removed. So he got up. He had the strength to get up on Hamita to the gematria 59. So then the Gemara says, "Vayinachim Mosim Vaydaber al Alach Libam." So when Yosef had noticed that his brothers were very, very scared of him, so he comforted them and spoke to them in a nice way to their hearts. So Amar Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefes, Amar Belazar, Milamech Amar Lehem Dvarim Shemiskaplan Al Halev. He spoke to them certain things that will be very reassuring to their minds. Uma Asara Neiros Lo Yachlu Chabos Neirechad. So he says to them the following Kalvachomer, just like to 10 of you, 10 candles were not able to extinguish one of me, one light. How could I'm only one candle, how can I extinguish 10 of you guys? So that was the Kal V'chomer that they provided some comfort to the brothers. Now after ending the discussion of the story of the brothers and Yosef, so now we return back to Psukim and Megillas Esther. Patek said, La Yehudim Haisa Or V'Simcha V'Sasim V'Ikar. The famous, of course, Pasuk we say every Motzei Shabbos. So what does this Pasuk even mean? Summer of Yehuda, Ora Zu Torah, that refers to the Torah is the light. Chayin Hu Omer, that's Pasuk says, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Sor Or. Because the Mitzvah is compared to a Ner, and Torah is compared to an Or. So the Chaban is a very interesting piece he discusses in Shavuos. He says that a Mitzvah is considered a Ner because a Ner needs, you need a wick, and you need oil, you need wax, you need something to help it to run. The Torah is self-sufficient. The Torah itself is light, needs nothing else. So he explains, the Chaban explains on Shavuos, that's why Shavuos doesn't require any mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are simply there to help. But since Shavuos is all about a celebration of the Torah, it stands on its own, so that's why we don't have any mitzvahs on Shavuos, because the Torah is its light on its own right. Then what does the word Simcha mean in this pasuk? Simcha ze Yom Tov. This refers to a Yom Tov. V'chein Omer v'samachta v'chagecha. And Sason Zumila refers to Mila. Mechenu Omer Sasanochi Al Mersecha. I'm very happy about your word. So this is a reference to the pasuk in Tehillim regarding Bris Mila, because Rashi I think explains here. How do we know this is talking about Bris Mila? I think he does. What's
that say?
I thought it was a Rashi. Oh yeah, it is a Rashi. Okay, there we go. Okay, it's much higher up. Right, so Rashi explains all of that. Let's look at that Rashi Imrasecha for a second. Rashi says, Imrasecha, Zumila, Shinisna v'maimer, as you said, v'lo b'dibor, the word Amir was used, not b'dibor. V'yomer, Hashem el Avram, v'atas b'si tishmor. U'matzinu sh'David sameach ala shenemar. We see that David was so happy. This David was saying this Pasuk until him. He was so happy. Shanemar lamnatzeach ashminis, and during that tilim perek vav keshahayab bebeis hamerchas, when he was in the bathhouse, atzma below Torah below mitzvos. He wasn't. He didn't have tefillin because he was in the bathhouse. He wasn't performing any mitzvos. He was so upset. But kevinshim b'milah sameach. Once he saw his milas, this is the mitzvah I'm being mekayim now. So this is interesting. There are two interesting things from this gemara. One is this is a gemara Menachos, by the way, I believe. One interesting thing is a machlokas exactly. What exactly is the mitzvah of mila? Is the mitzvah of mila the maisa mila, that's the performance, or the having of a mila, the totsa, the fact that the person has a mila? So they point to this gemara that says the fact that he was happy that he had the bris mila, that tells us the mitzvah of mila is not the maisa mila, but the fact that the person is mahul. That's the mitzvah, being mahul. That's one raya. The other interesting thing is, normally we assume that there is no simcha by bris mila. We have a concept the gemara in Ksuba says, tsara dianuka, the child, since the child goes through this pain, there's no simcha. This Gemara that calls it Sasam seems to indicate that there is Simcha when it comes to Bris Mila. So in fact, there's a machlokas whether or not an Ovel is allowed to attend the Bris Mila or Sudas Bris Mila or not. It depends on whether there's Simcha or not. Okay. Now the Gemara continues and says, Vayikar, what does Vayikar mean? Elu Tefillin, that refers to the Tefillin. V'chein hu omer v'rocha me'aretz kisham Hashem nikra alecha. And all the nations of the world are going to see that Hashem is going to be called upon you, and they're all going to be scared when they see tefillin on your head. V'tanya, right? Tanya Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Rabbi Elazar explained, Elu tefillin shebarosh, that refers to tefillin shebarosh, that's going to cause this fear of tefillin. The stories of the Gra apparently having tefillin and Goyim seeing him in tefillin got completely scared and ran away when they saw him wearing tefillin. Something about it, with the Gra wearing it, caused all this fear based on this pasuk. Excuse me, the Gemara now continues on after approaching the end of the parak and the end of Megillas Esther as darshing through the psukim. It says v'ace parshan adasa v'chule v'gomer and all the ten haman aseres b'nei haman. So Amar Rebbe Adav d'min yofa yafo aseres b'nei haman v'aseres the name of ten sen, the sorry v'aseres tzarach meimer b'nishim achas. All the lists of the children of Haman and the word v'aseres has to be said in one neshima, in one breath. My time, what's the reasoning for this? Kula b'hadai hadadai nafku b'nishmasayim, because they all died at the very same moment, so to prove that they all left in one breath, we should recite all in one breath. V'aisasa tzarach lemimtcha b'zikifa. So the vav of the word v'aisasa has to be elongated. Kimordaya l'delivros, like a pole which is used apparently in a river, or called libros. One of the poles, I guess, that were used by the amateur as an oar, or maybe the pole that was holding the sail. But either way, it should be like a pole to be a hint towards the tree that was used to hang the sons of Haman. My time, where the reason was, Kula b'chad z'kifa is z'kifu, because they are all hanged on one pole. Amar b'chanina bar papa, darsh rabbi shela ish kfar tamarta, he darshened the following. Every single shir that we have, Az Yashir and the shir of Devora, all these shir are written one half brick above a whole brick. By the way, it's written is, you know, that I have pictures in the, we all have pictures. And you see the bottom there, it has these back and forth, like building a house. Levena agabe hariach. And this is kind of the form of building brooks. There are two exceptions. This one here, the Saras ben Haman, are listed one row on the right, one row on the left, and also the list of all the kings of Canaan that were killed also in the Pasuk in Yoshua is also listed, a list of column on the right and a column on the left. Shariach agabe ariach luvena agabe luvena. In that case, was everything on top of each other. All the ariachs were on top of ariachs, and all the levenas were on top of levenas. My time, what's the reasoning? Shlotei tkuma limapalasam, so there shouldn't be any possible recovery for them. Because in the other one, the shiras that we have that have the bricks like back and jagged back and forth, if they fall, they have the ability to climb back up the stairs. But the ones by Haman and by the Malchi Kanan, they're just straight down. There's no way to climb back up, so that's why they're written in that way.
Why does it call it a shira?
That's a good question. Why is it called a shira? Well, I guess before Mordechai said you're allowed to be happy, but Mapalasam so Sham of Umas Olam, so since it was saving the king, saving the Jews, I guess it became a shira that way. Did see anything said on this?
Yeah. It speaks about the downfall of the wicked, so right. It's called a shira.
So yeah, so you're allowed to. So it confirms what we said before, that you're allowed to rejoice when the enemies of the Goyim. Okay. Gemara now says, as we're we still have, so we have a lot to do. So, Vayomer Hamelach LeEsther Malach B'Shushan Abira Hargu Ayudim, and the king told Esther that Jews of Shushan had killed people. So, Amar Rabbi Bohu Milamid Sheba Malach Ustaru Alpiv, that came along a Malach and hit Achashverosh on the mouth, so he cannot complete the he was going to go on a tirade and complain about the Jews. The Malach came and slapped him and prevented him from saying any further. Uvavo Lefnei Hamelach Amar Im Sefer. And when Esther came in front of the king, he had a letter that Haman had planned to kill the Jews. So Amar, so he said, Amra, it should say, Mibarla, it should say, she said, it was Esther who was prepared to show Achashverosh that the decree that Haman had wrote. Amar B'yochan, Rabbi B'yochan says, Amru la, so ye Amar bepe mashkasu b'sefer. Let's see, so this apparently was, this was not supposed to be a statement of Esther. The Gemara Pasuk had injected here that, by the way, this is how you should read the Megillah. Read what's written in the scroll. It goes off on a bit of a tangent for some reason, that a person should read how it's written in the Megillah, I guess not Baal Peh. The Gemara is going to tell us later on that you cannot say the Pasuk Baal Peh, has to be B'Ksav. So, whatever reason, they felt the need in this very moment to express that idea that it's referring to Amar. When the Baal Kari reads it, he says it based on the Ksav. Then the Gemara darshes the pasuk Divrei Shalom the Emes. What does this pasuk refer to? Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bamrile Amar Rabbi Asi Mlamech Shetzicha Sirtut Kamita Shatara. So Sirtut is the lines that appear in the Sefer Torah and the mezuzahs. You have a Sirtut, these lines that keep everything very straight. So just like the Sefer Torah, which is called Amita Shatara, the MS has a Sirtut, so too the Megillah has to have Sirtut as well, these lines. Umaymer Esther Kayam Kiyam, and he kept the words of Esther. Maymer Esther Ein, Bedivri Tzomos Lo. So they only kept the words of Esther, but the words of Esther were contributed to the miracle, but the fasting did not contribute to the miracle. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Atzmos Umamer Esther Kiyam Divrei Aprum Eila. No, it was through both the Tzmos, through the fasting, and through the words that allowed for this, which really came together to allow for the miracles to take place in Purim. Then the Pasuk darshins, Ki Mordechai HaYehudi Mishnah L'melech HaChashverosh, that Mordechai was second in command to HaChashverosh, V'gadol LaYehudim, he was a great leader of the Jews, V'ratzoi L'rov Achiv, and very much liked by most of the Jews. L'rov Achiv V'lo L'chalachiv, wait a second, not everybody liked Mordechai? No one was not everybody was thankful for what he did? Why only most of them? What about L'chalachiv? M'lamech Shapir Shemimenu Mixas Sanhedrin, some of the Sanhedrin had separated from him. Why did they separate from him? What did he do wrong? Mordechai was a wonderful leader. He goes down in the books. Summer of Yosef explains, Gadol Tamat Torah miYosef Hatzalas Nefashos, wild. Gemara tells us that learning Torah is greater than saving lives. D'meikara chashiv leil Mordechai basar dalad ulvasov basar chamisha. An issue in Mordechai was on a list. He was counted as number four, the number four in terms of the greatest members of Sanhedrin. And after stepping up to help save Klai Yisrael, he only became number five. He dropped to number five. So Mikara Dichsev, initially the Pasuk writes, Asher, where is this Pasuk found? In
Ezra.
Okay. It says, Asher Bo im Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Saraya, Ralya, Mordechai, Bilshan. So we have a whole list here. So the first one is Yeshua. Then we have Nehemiah, number two. Then Saraya is number three. And Re'alia is number four, and Mordechai is number five. But then we have Ulvasov, because at the end it says, Im Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramya, Nehemiah, Mordechai, Bilshan. Now Mordechai only appears after five, so he's sixth on the list. So we see he's dropped down a level because he went up, so they're upset at him because he left learning. Although he's doing something good and saving lives, it was not as good as learning Torah. That's something very hard for us to understand. I personally don't understand why that's true. I would imagine no one else steps up, so Pikuach Nefesh overrides everything, so I can't provide an explanation
especially
for this.
Like it's for every people, like right. Israel.
Yeah. So. So the Ben Yoyav explains, this is referring to accepting the high position in the government during the event of Purim, certainly he's supposed to protect him. It was only afterward that he accepted his high position, but then that was a problem. Now, the Gemara seems to imply, though, it was for the Hatzalas Nefashos that took place during the event of Purim. What Hatzalas Nefashos took place after the event of Purim? I guess the fact that he was in place, he's able to prevent further anti-Semitism, I guess, from taking place. That makes a lot more sense. So, Amar Rav, Yisei Marav, Shmuel Bar Marsa. Gadol Tamat Torah Yosem Ibinan Beis Hamikdash. Torah, learning Torah is actually greater than building the Beis Hamikdash. She calls Manje Baruch Ben Neria Kaim. As long as Baruch, the son of Neria, was alive, so Lo Hinicha Ezra Vala. Ezra did not leave to go to Eretz Yisrael. That was his teacher. But once he had died, his Rebbe died. Then Ezra finally went to Eretz Yisrael to build the Beis Hamikdash. And should we continue with this piece here? Let's see. It is actually, I think this piece takes us to the end of it. Yeah. Okay, so we'll stop here a little bit earlier. Sure.